Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
We got Pac-Man Jones in the house right now. You know, we could talk about all his accolades and everything that he accomplished in the NFL. And now is the host of the Pac-Man Jones show. But I think the biggest title that Adam Pac-Man Jones has these days is that he's a friend of our good friend in Sully. Right? Yeah. Adam Pac-Man Jones, he is one of Sully's good friends.
Sully!
Sully's the best. I know he's listening right now.
And Sully!
He's having FOMO right now because he's still in Las Vegas and he wishes he was out here with us.
Shout out to my shrink, Sully. I love you, man.
Yeah, so how have things been? You been enjoying the week?
Oh, I've been enjoying the week. New Orleans doing pretty good, I would say.
When you come here, what do you like to do?
I'm a big food guy.
Yeah.
So I like going down, tasting all the different food.
Po' boys,
yeah.
And gumbo,
yeah.
And beignets, and,
yep.
And all that stuff.
Yep.
Alrighty, let me get into the Bengals with you. So a few years ago, we know what they did. They beat the Chiefs. They get to the Super Bowl. They lose to the Rams. No one could block Aaron Donald. You know, easier said than done. I get it. And then the following year, they lose in the AFC Championship. Since then, they haven't been back as the way that we expect the Bengals. Where do you think the Bengals are headed?
Well, we was one game from making the playoffs, and then it could have been a whole different season. I think we didn't start off good. We got to figure out a way to start better in the earlier part of the season. This is the second year that we started off shitty in the first four or five games, first quarter of the season. So I think that's the main thing, finding out a way to start fast.
With Joe Burrow, we know he's not going anywhere. They'll get a deal done with Ja'Marr Chase. But when it comes to T. Higgins, you feel like he's going to go somewhere else and be a number one wide receiver elsewhere?
I think Mr. Brown do whatever he have to do to keep T. Higgins there.
Wow.
We seen what happened when we did this in 2015 when we had A.J., Marvin Jones, Marvin Sanu, and Hulk. And we end up getting rid of him, and it kind of hurt us because A.J. really couldn't carry the load by himself. And this day and age, you need two dominant receivers.
When we get to Tennessee, another team that you played for, they have the number one pick. All right, everyone's going to give their opinion. Do you go quarterback? Do you go
quarterback?
Yeah?
I'm not sold on Will Levis. I'm sorry.
And if you don't have a quarterback, then you're screwed in this league.
Yeah, you are. I'm just saying I'm not sold on
him. I don't blame you. I don't think Will Levis has done enough to make you think that, this could be our guy when you have the number one pick in the draft.
Nah, I would go quarterback.
Cam or Shador?
Shador.
Okay. Why Shador?
Because when you come from a tool of tangibles, I should say, with Deion being his dad, the stage is never too big. Kid loves football. He got everything in the world that he wants, and he's very smart. You need a guy like that can run it.
When you look at Travis Hunter and how you envision him playing, we saw him play both ways in college, right? Won the Heisman Trophy, had an unbelievable career. How do you think, you being a guy that did so many things for a football team, his game translates to the NFL and the role that Travis Hunter needs to play under?
I think he's a full-time defensive player and probably put him a package together, 15, 20 plays on the offensive side of the ball.
Here's the thing, though. I wonder, because when it comes to eventually making money, I think he's a better defensive back than wide receiver. And that's not throwing shade. I think he's a really damn good wide receiver. And a lot more money to be made, though, at wide receiver. Does that factor into the decision for the player?
There's a lot more money to be made at corner, too. There's some cornerbacks out here getting paid a lot of money.
I know, but we're talking like 30-plus for these wide receivers.
Yeah.
I 35.
I think he'd be better on the defensive side of the ball. Of course, he's going from my understanding of what I've heard from sources.
Oh, you got sources?
That he want to play both sides, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I don't blame him. He did it so successfully in college, and if that's your mentality, why would you want to change?
See, though, it's a little different in the NFL, though. Like, it's a whole lot different. It's a lot more physical. It's a lot more faster. You play more games. It's a big difference.
So tell me what you got cooking here. I know you got the new show out there with the Pac-Man Jones Show.
Yeah, shout out to Pac-Man Jones Show, my team at betonline.ag. We doing sports. We doing it our way. It's politely raw, you know what I mean? My co-host, Evan, does a great job of helping me pick topics and preparing me and having us on the hottest things that's going on and talk pretty much every sport there is. So, yeah, we're enjoying it, man. You can find it on all platforms, the Pac-Man Jones Show. Yeah.
Have you ever made it, by the way, to a Vegas Golden Knights game? Because we were supposed to go with Sully.
I know.
And you had a little flight issue last year.
I haven't made it. I'm definitely making a playoff game this year, though.
But we know where you have been.
Yeah.
Pierros.
Yeah.
Oh, the veal parm at Pierros.
Oh. What a great restaurant, huh?
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's like a buffet. It's not a buffet, but it's like a buffet, especially when you go with Sully. He knows everybody there, and it's just meal after meal, meal after meal. Dish after dish after dish. It's unbelievable.
That place was really good.
He's Adam Pac-Man Jones, host of the Pac-Man Jones Show. We appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem, brother.
You got it. There's Adam Pac-Man Jones. Take a time out. Fred Warner coming up next. Let's send it back to our New York City studios. Coming up with the latest update, here is El Capitan, Marco Belletti.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.